USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Once famously saying he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump, the president's former lawyer Michael Cohen is now going to be calling a federal prison his home for 3 years. Yesterday, sentenced by a federal judge in New York City to surrender on the 6th of March, Cohen pleading guilty to tax fraud, banking fraud, and violations of campaign finance laws, also admitting to lying to Congress about plans to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. British Prime Minister Theresa May survives a no-confidence vote in Parliament.
Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future for this country.
May trying to lead the nation to an exit from the European Union, but the deal she presented to lawmakers there has been greeted with hostility. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Protests are up at the State House in Columbus, Ohio, as a controversial measure limiting abortions passed the state Senate. Protesters shouting down lawmakers as the so-called heartbeat bill passed the Senate yesterday, 18-13. It now goes back to the House in the state of Ohio today. It would ban abortion after the first heartbeat is detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy. The Federal Communications Commission's decision on text messages might end California's attempt to tax them. The FCC ruling yesterday that text messages are similar to email and should be considered what it calls information services. The state's Public Utilities Commission is proposing a surcharge on text messaging, hoping to offset its growing budget of making phone service available to the poor in California. And you can find us online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Veteran Republican Senator Orrin Hatch is now sounding an alarm about what he sees as the dire state of the U.S. Senate. In a farewell address on the Senate floor yesterday, the 84-year-old Utah senator said, quote, "The Senate as an institution is in crisis, or at least may be in crisis," Hatch noting the lack of compromise in the Senate recently and noting that while it was once a guiding credo, it's now synonymous with surrender. Hatch asking for a restoration of civil discourse and that senators survive, or I should say strive, for unity. Hatch is retiring after over 40 years in the upper chamber. The Library of Congress National Film Registry adding 25 more of America's most influential motion pictures to its list as the library announced the new films yesterday, as the registry now turns 30. The films added this year include the 1968 documentary Monterey Pop, the 1964 musical My Fair Lady, also The Shining, featuring Jack Nicholson's terrifying portrayal.
Here's Johnny!
A fun fact about that scene, Nicholson improvised that. That wasn't in the script. Also added to the registry, Disney's 1950 Cinderella and 1987's Broadcast News. And for USA Radio News,